Storm damage being cleaned up by community members in central Wisconsin after a tornado touchdown earlier this week. It's Thursday, May 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's budget surplus is expected to shrink heading into next year. Rich Kramer has the latest details. And the leader of a Wisconsin university is apologizing over a deal struck with pro-Palestinian protesters earlier this month. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
About 10,000 people across the state were still without power early this morning after violent storms ripped through the state Tuesday night. Rob Menser reports from a central Wisconsin community hit by a tornado.
Crews were out clearing downed trees and other storm damage in the village of Unity. It's one of two places where tornadoes reportedly touched down. Leia Mariani's house had minor damage, but winds took down trees and damaged homes directly across the street. She says the storm was brief but dramatic.
A lot of wind, the rain, everything, like our patio set blew up against our house, so we just heard a lot of banging. It was crazy.
Kurt Kotenberg of the National Weather Service says the storms moved at speeds approaching 70 miles an hour.
These were going like as fast as cars go down a highway, so it's incredibly fast-moving storms.
Schools in Madison and Green Bay were closed Wednesday as a result of damage and power outages. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's budget surplus is expected to shrink slightly going into next year when state lawmakers begin crafting the next round of spending. A memo from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state surplus will fall to around $3.1 billion by the end of next June. That's about $100 million less than the Bureau last projected. Wisconsin Policy Forum Vice President and Research Director Jason Stein says the dip is small when considering the whole of the state budget. He says a decline in the surplus of around $100 million really is not cause for alarm.
There is going to be limits to what they can do, and they are going to have to prioritize, which is not a bad place to be. In fact, a better place to be than we typically are at.
The Fiscal Bureau is also projecting state tax collections to grow by more than $600 million by the end of June next year. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone issued an apology Tuesday after criticism of a deal he struck with pro-Palestinian protesters. Jewish groups and Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman had condemned the agreement, which ended an encampment on the UWM campus. Mone said it had become clear to him that UWM, quote, should not have weighed in on deeply complex geopolitical and historical issues, end quote. The agreement to end the university's encampment included a promise to not ticket students for setting up tents. It also called for a ceasefire in Gaza and said that a UN expert and the International Court of Justice had called Israel's action, quote, a plausible genocide. Jewish groups criticized those statements. They said the chancellor refused to meet with Jewish students for more than 7 months and failed to address anti-Semitic events on campus. Rothman posted on social media that he appreciated the apology. UWM says the deal with protesters still stands. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease grew by roughly 6% last year. As Daniel Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources updated a policy board on the deadly deer disease yesterday.
CWD attacks the brains of deer, and it causes drastic weight loss and death over time. Last year, almost 1,600 deer tested positive for the disease out of roughly 17,000 sampled. That's up from roughly 1,500 deer from similar levels of sampling in 2022. DNR deer herd health specialist Aaron Larson says the vast majority of positive cases came from southwestern Wisconsin.
We have seen a rise in the number of detections that we're getting from some of those areas.
In Sauk County, Larson says almost half of bucks sampled in one area have tested positive for the disease. First discovered in 2002, a DNR map shows 64 counties are now affected by CWD. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, do you remember your first summer job? I remember working on a farm before heading off to high school. In Wisconsin, teens have become a more important part of the state's workforce, but questions about where they can work and under what conditions have risen in the state legislature. Coming up, Joe Schultz has the latest on the future of the teenage workforce. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, businesses across Wisconsin are ramping up hiring in preparation for the summer months when an influx of teens will join Wisconsin's labor force. As Joe Schultz reports, this year's summer tourism season comes after a political standoff over a Republican bill that would have removed work permit requirements for the state's youngest workers.
There we go.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Last weekend was the first of the summer for Wilson's Restaurant and Ice Cream Parlor in Door County. Walking inside the century-old building is almost like stepping back in time. Teens take ice cream orders behind a counter as oldies music pours out of a jukebox that still plays records. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Each summer, Wilson's hires about 70 seasonal employees. Roughly a third of them are high school-aged. Sarah Martin is a former teacher who owns the business with her husband. She says she loves giving teens their first work experience.
A lot of people ask if I miss teaching, and I'm like, I really don't feel that far removed from it. It's just a different type of teaching.
Wilson's isn't the only place ramping up for the summer season. More than 35,000 14 and 15-year-olds join Wisconsin's workforce each year. That's according to state data. May and June are traditionally the months the state issues the most work permits each year. 16 and 17-year-olds in Wisconsin no longer need work permits. But state data shows a larger share of Wisconsin's older teens are either working or looking for work than the share nationally. But summer hiring has been a mixed bag this year. Some employers say it's been easier to hire, while others say it's been difficult. Susan Quam is with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
Everybody's still scrambling pretty hard to find and fill their summer workforce. We're just, even with the great participation rate compared to the country, it's still, you know, not meeting the needs we have in our tourism months.
The season comes after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill that would have removed work permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. The proposal had backing from several business groups. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association took a neutral stance on it. Quam says the law that removed work permits for 16 and 17-year-olds has streamlined hiring. But restaurants feared the bill for younger teens would have exposed them to legal liability. That's because 14 and 15-year-olds are subject to strict federal restrictions on the hours they can work and the equipment they can use. Quam says the work permit process helps protect restaurants because it ensures parents and employers review the restrictions they need to follow. Martin with the Door County Ice Cream Parlor agreed with the association's position.
I do think it makes sense for the 14, 15-year-olds. They can't drive. You know, they're just getting in the workforce. You don't want them overdoing it, and you want to make sure their parents are in the loop.
Between 2018 and 2022, Wisconsin had the second most federal child labor violations among neighboring states. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, the state averaged 99 violations per year. During that same period, the Labor Department saw a 69% increase nationally in children being illegally employed. And some safety violations can be serious. Last year, a 16-year-old boy died from injuries sustained working at a northern Wisconsin sawmill. The company was fined nearly $200,000 for federal child labor violations. Tables fill a gymnasium at the local Boys and Girls Club during a recent job fair in Stevens Point. Students roam the room, stopping to speak with employers. Here's high school freshman Callie Marks on why she was looking for a summer job.
To start saving up for a vehicle and stuff, and get that extra money and stuff.
For others, summer jobs provide a social setting.
I don't like just sitting around. It's more fun just doing stuff and being with people. I'm pretty social.
That's 14-year-old Marin Grancy. She plans to spend the summer working at the Door County Ice Cream Parlor. As employers prepare for the summer season, state officials say teens have become a more important part of the state's workforce. That's because baby boomers continue aging out. And that means questions about where they can work and under what conditions are not likely to go away. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it wasn't just that farm job, by the way. I also worked at a sub shop throughout college. Shout out to all those teenage workers out there. That'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You know the drill. Hit subscribe, tell a friend, help spread the word. We really appreciate it. It helps us out more than you can know. Also, you can leave us a review. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or email us at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.